Well, good evening and welcome to Steadfast on this week of Epiphany. We're coming towards the end of the 12 days of Christmas and our journey this year. And I've been so blessed to be on it with you. And I've also been blessed to be on this Hebrews journey with you, which we're still in the midst of. We're going to be looking at the last part of verse 3 of chapter 1 tonight. And as we do, I want you to think about a coffee mug. Not just any coffee mug, but maybe that mug that you received as a Christmas gift. If you drink coffee or hot tea or anything like that, you probably at some point have received a gift mug. It might have a pretty pattern on it or scripture. It might be a unique design. Whatever it was, it always seems to have that sticky little tag on the bottom of it, right? Same if you don't buy one, incidentally. You get a new mug, it has that stuck on the bottom. So you get your new mug, you're all excited. Maybe you received one from a friend this Christmas and you decide, okay, I'm going to throw it in the dishwasher, get ready to use it for my coffee or my hot tea, my hot cocoa. And then you think, oh, I should take that tag off. I don't want to go into that filter and have to clean out the trap on the dishwasher. So you try to take that tag off. And it's so hard to take off. And you try some oil and you try some soap and you try this and you try that. And those tags, they just stick and they hold. Dishwasher itself might do a pretty good job of cleaning. Let's say you have a great dishwasher. It usually does a great job. It probably still won't get that tag off. And even if you get most of it off, there's probably still a little residue left for a while, right? It's a pain. And as I think about that, it's so true of how we go about our lives, because we try to remove the sticky tags of our lives off too, the sin off of our lives, the mistakes, the failures, the fears. We try to get rid of all that stuff. That's often what people do around New Year's, right? You know why they come back? Because that sticky residue is still there. We can't get it off. And it reminds us there's a difference between cleaning and genuine, complete cleansing. And when it comes to life, we need complete cleansing. If there's a little bit of sticker still on the bottom of my mug, I'm not looking at the bottom of my mug. It's a bad idea if there's anything in it, right? I'm kind of a mess. But when the stickers are all over our lives and it's accumulating new sin because it just starts attaching to things again, it's incredibly destructive. We need something or someone to actually take all the residue off, get us completely clean. And that's what we find as we turn back to Hebrews chapter 1 that Jesus does for us. So let's pray and then let's dig in to Hebrews chapter 1 once again. Will you join me? Father, thank you for this evening. Thank you for this Christmas season that we get to wonder and marvel at what it is that you have done for us. Would you help us to understand it more clearly? Would you help us to understand you more clearly? And then to be empowered by that, to go into this new year as those who follow you and rejoice in your goodness. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Okay, we're going to turn to verse 3 tonight once again. We've been in this for a couple of weeks, because there's so much in here. And we're going to look at the latter two portions of it. Take a look here. We'll just read the whole thing. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Now here's the part we're looking at tonight. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The son's gift. Why he comes into the world? He comes into the world to clean us. Not just to clean us a little bit, but to genuinely cleanse us. Take all the residue off, not to leave a little of it on. There's not still the sticker that says made in China on, but the price is off. There's not the barcode halfway off. It's all off. Because he actually cleans us completely. Isn't that amazing when you think about it? He really gets us completely, completely clean. This is priestly language being used here, and we see that woven all the way through Hebrews. If you've read through Hebrews, if you know Hebrews, you know that. If you haven't, and you're looking for a book to read that is just endlessly deep in Scripture, there's so many places you can go, but Hebrews is a great place, especially if you have some good cross-references. You go and read some of the Old Testament stories. It can take you on a tour of the whole Bible in this book. And one of the key features of it is that it keeps coming back to the idea that Jesus is our high priest. He intercedes for us, and he does what priests do. He offers a sacrifice for us. key difference from other priests being that the sacrifice he offers, well, it's himself. No other priest could do that. No other priest was worthy, even if he'd been willing to do it, to actually do that. But Jesus is. And here, as we see in the wrap-up of verse 3 and the continuing build-up that's been going on in the last few weeks that we've been looking at in these verses of these exalted things about Jesus, it wraps up here with a completed mission. He sits down after this. And because he sits down after this, it gives us an idea. Why did he come? If you're going to go do something, you might do a lot of things building up to it. And we've read about Jesus' radiance. We've read about his presence in the world. We've read that he's come after the prophets. We've read these things. These are all part of it. But what completes the mission, what allows him to sit down, it's cleansing us. That's the complete mission. And we'll get more to that in just a moment. But here it brings us right back to where we've been over Advent and the time after Christmas in our Sunday night series, The Ultimate Christmas Tree, that we just pivoted from into the wise men and the implications of their story last night. But we were launching off of The Ultimate Christmas Tree. And you think about that. What did we say the ultimate Christmas tree was? It's the cross, right? It's not the beautiful tree. It's the cross, which is beautiful and horrific at the same time. And why is it the cross? It's because the cross brings us cleansing. The cross completes the cleansing. Maybe before Christmas, you heard the ad and responded to one of those ads to have your carpets cleaned. Maybe you did your ductwork as well. They seem to pair that nowadays. Or maybe you thought, New Year, clean floors. I'm going to get my carpets cleaned. And so you respond to one of those deals. And they always sound really good, right? You can get 3 rooms cleaned for $99. You get all the add-ins, right? And you add in the add-ins and you realize, well, wait, but there's more rooms than just 3. And yes, I want the duct work and I want this and I want that. And soon you have a whole lot bigger bill. And notably, you can't say, but I need it cleansed. I need my house cleansed. So just come and clean it. And if I can pay you, I will. Well, you could say that, I suppose, but they aren't going to show up. You're going to show up when you pay them. And you know what? No matter how good they are, if you've had your carpet for a while and there's a few of those stains that just won't come out, probably some of that's going to remain. Some of the wear is going to remain. You're not going to look at your floor and say, I can't believe I didn't just put down carpet because everything looks spotless. I can't believe my hardwood floors have been perfectly restored. There's not a single nick or scratch or dent. You can't say, I can't believe my vinyl, you know, the years of wear, it restored the print. You can't say that because it won't happen. It might look better. It might be a lot better, but it won't be perfect. So 2 things we know about cleansing in this world. 1, people clean things for other people because they're trying to make money. That's a good and noble thing. It's good to make money so you can provide for yourself and for your family. I'm not criticizing them at all for that. But they do it to earn an income, to do it to make a living. And they do it incompletely. They're not going to bring everything back to perfection. But when we look at Jesus and his cleansing, notably here, he comes and is given to us. He doesn't demand a price first. And he does it entirely, perfectly. No spots left, no stains, no wear, no tear. Everything that was is taken away. Earthly resolutions, incidentally, with our lives, we try to cleanse our lives. We say, okay, I got my carpets clean. Now I'm going to cleanse my life. I'm going to get rid of this bad habit. I'm going to get rid of this attitude problem. I'm going to try to be a kinder, gentler, more focused, more God-fearing person. I'm going to try to read scripture more. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. We come up with all these things. And it's good to try to improve. I'm not saying we should give up. But here's the thing that all of us know. We don't do it perfectly. Just like that carpet doesn't get clean perfect. There are a lot of promises of things in the world, including guides to how to improve ourselves, and they might help, but they don't come completely through. But the gift of the Son isn't just a gift of cleansing, it's a gift of cleansing that has arrived completely. Take again look at verse 3. We're just going to look at that very last part. He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And what's that telling us? Not only was this his mission that after he completes it, that he can sit down, but he has become seated. He's no longer doing the mission of cleansing. He's already done it. That's why this is the ultimate Christmas tree, because the cross completes the work. It's not partially done. It's not going to be done. It is done. We may not see it fully right now. You and I, we might still look at the different flaws in our lives and we say, well, it doesn't seem complete. But what Jesus needs to do for us is already done. It's already paid for by him for us. He doesn't say, pay me and I'll maybe do it. He says, I'll pay for you. This isn't a construction zone where the fencing is still up and he says, someday I'll get around to it. And we wonder, will you really? Well, yes, he is constructing it, reconstructing us. And yes, it's a process over life that we draw closer to him and become more like him. But the end product is already set. Trust in Jesus. He's already done it. We're just slowly able to experience it. And that is where he's different from a priest. Any other priest. You went to the priest at the temple. You came back to him the next year because you'd sinned again and it wasn't complete. And you had to do the sacrifice over again. Maybe sooner. But with Jesus, the sacrifice is done. He's not going to sacrifice again next year to cleanse you. He's already done it. It's done. Every sin you ever will commit is done. He calls us to come and repent, to be in relationship to him, to turn away from sin. Yes, but the cleansing is done. I think about those 12 days we've been going through. We saw the incomplete pictures in the Kings, right? Some of them were genuine gifts from God, and they did some of these things, but it was incomplete. Jehoiachin, the very last king we looked at in the journey, the one that we're looking at today, and we have one special bonus king for tomorrow for Epiphany, but Jehoiachin, he was made king briefly. But he didn't get to fulfill much of that promise because he was only briefly king, and then he was taken away as a prisoner. Now, God showed blessing to him. But imagine he kept waiting for the day when God would actually let him continue to do his work in the kingdom. It was incomplete. God preserved him, but he didn't restore him to be the king, to restore the kingdom. But with Jesus, we finally see the king who comes and genuinely, fully restores. Everything is made complete. I talked about that gift mug at the beginning of our time tonight. And maybe it was one of those gift mugs that came in the little gift box that's really pretty. And whomever gave it to you didn't even open it because it's all nice and sealed up and there's a pretty ribbon on it. And you just leave it as is so you can enjoy it, right? And receive it as this beautiful thing. But sometimes in a case like that, you pick it up and you hear a little rattle and you open it up and what do you know? The mug is damaged. So what do you do? Well, maybe you're opening it with the person who gave it to you and you see that and the person says, here, I have the receipt. Let's go to the store. We'll get another one. I want you to have this. I don't want it to be broken. So you go over to the store. You both go together. You're sure you're going to get this fixed. Except the problem is it's a Christmas gift set and it's January now. We're on January 5th. And think about that for a moment. How are we already on January 5th? But we're on January 5th. Most of the Christmas stuff's gone. And you go to where that mug was, and it's an empty set of shelves where you see down at the end the encroaching progress of the Valentine's Day decorations. You say, oh, it's a beautiful gift. Maybe you can glue it, and it'll kind of work. Maybe you can't actually count on the handle to stay on for drinking, but you can set it on your desk and it looks pretty. It'll hold some pens or something. But it's not complete. Or maybe it's too broken. You return it, you come back out of the store empty-handed. It's just gone. Sometimes I think we look at Christmas and it feels like Jesus hands us that gift pack. Ah, here's what I'm doing for you. And we think, but Jesus, when I open it up in my life, is it going to be a broken mug with a broken handle? And maybe I get a little of what it was supposed to do. You hold some pence. It reminds me that you love me, but my life's still broken and I still can't drink my coffee. But that's not the case, because Jesus' work is both complete and completed. Cleanses everything. It's complete. And it's already happened. It's completed. It's not, if it's still in one piece, it would be complete. No, it's completed. And it's not, here it is, fully present, but oh, they forgot to put the bottom on the mug. It doesn't work right. No, it's complete and completed. You want something really new for this new year? You make resolutions? If you feel like sharing them, share them in the comments. You don't have to, but if you'd like to, it'd be fun to hear what you're thinking about for this year. But how many of those do we fail on? I'm not discouraging you from trying, but how many of those do we fail? Because we can't renew ourselves fully. We are always the broken handle or the missing bottom. But Jesus offers us something that is complete and completed. And so if you say, I want to follow Jesus right now, or I kind of strayed away and I haven't really been experiencing what it's like to follow Jesus, I want to recommit myself to following Jesus. You can do that right now and know that, yeah, you might not get everything right. We will wander. We'll wander back. But if Jesus is our Lord, His true restoration's already completed in its completeness. That's why the Son came, to give us not just a gift, not even a really nice gift, but the complete and completed gift. That's what we find here. And that's what we can carry most truly and fully in this new year. Would you pray with me, please? Father, thank you for sending your Son to give us that complete and completed gift. Would you help us to experience that fully and to trust in that gift that you've given us, that we know it is true and reliable each and every day? Lord, we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You and I, we can't make ourselves complete. We can't make everything right. But what we can do is trust in Jesus and then help other people to know about Jesus too. And you can do that by sharing this video. It's a simple way right now. If you said, I want to share more about the Bible with people in the new year, I'm not saying this is the only way. There are lots of ways, but you know that share button right there? Someone will watch this video if you share it. It really is impactful. So before you go tonight, don't just log off. Hit that share button and say, hey, let's talk about what the gift that we just celebrated at Christmas was with your friends. Invite someone to and say that delivery is here and it's time to receive it. Well, I did mention we are on the tail end of our 12 Days of Christmas journey, but all the content's still there. You can still download the Kings Before. And if you haven't started the devotional booklet, let me just suggest this. Go to the website address on screen, littlehills.church/devotional, and why don't you just start at the beginning? Just start on day one. It doesn't matter. It's just a tour through the Old Testament and how Jesus fulfills what was hinted at. So you can do it today. You won't feel like it's wrong or anything like that. It's just a way to get into the Bible in the new year. So consider doing that right now. Of course, O Christmas Stream is also streaming on an ongoing basis, and you can see some wonderful past Christmas memories. And if you're like me and you're not quite ready for it to be completely over, take a look. I really hope that you will. All that and more you can get at 12daysof.christmas. That's 12daysof.christmas. That stays up all year long, and it will count down till next Christmas, but it'll also keep all the content on it. So Christmas Stream will shut off at some point, but the devotionals will still be there. You can download past devotionals as well. Just check out all those resources. I hope they're a blessing to you. If there's any way I can be praying for you today, just text to 833-356-4032. That's 833-356-4032. Love to hear from you. You can use the texting line on screen or the comments below, and I would love to pray with you. Love to answer any questions. I know if you're in the comments, our church family would love to pray with you as well. Hope you have a wonderful and blessed Epiphany, and that as we technically move beyond the Christmas season, remember that the gift of Christmas goes with us this week and every week. I'll see you again next week.